I definitely think that there is a place in society right now for the introduction of some kind of schooling, education, to assist young people today to be able to handle confrontation and different situations without the use of physical violence. It seems to be very much commonplace. In my experience, the younger kids, even sort of 11, 12 years old, just seem to, I don't know if it's hormonal, especially in the boys, that they just seem to want to stamp their authority. And any time they have an issue to deal with, it's a case of, you know, a punch in the arm, a smack in the face, etc. Unfortunately, my son was the victim of a particular incident where he was kicked and punched and shoved to the ground, and one boy actually stamped on his head while he was on the ground, and he was lucky not to be seriously injured. My major concern is that, yes, the school will look upon it seriously, consider involving the police, perhaps exclude the child, etc., and then they'll work on how to phase them back into their place of education and make sure that their behaviour is monitored. And that's well and good, but that's locking the stable door after the horse is bolted. What are we actually doing then to prevent people from thinking that's an okay to behave in the first place? And what are we doing to teach children that when it comes to head injuries, you know, there aren't very many second chances. Unfortunately, this seems to be far more commonplace in the schools than we would like to imagine. When you challenge schools, again, in my experience, we're told that these are low-level matters. The major incidents don't seem to happen very often. However, once, twice is too often, and it only takes one incident to raise that profile. But I definitely think we should be looking at some kind of preventative measures to educate people in non-violent communication going forward. These young people are the people who in 10, 15 years' time potentially could be responsible for, you know, how our country's run, what's going to happen. And this is something that I really think needs knocked on the head. We've tried to look at knife culture, we've tried to look at gun crime, and this is not just boys having a bit of a kickabout. This is people who get up in the morning who actually want to go out and hurt somebody, and I think it has to stop.